97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Tool, and so you have to put in as many safety precautions as you can, and then you have to have precautions for if anything happens, and so first aid kits, things like that, and a little piece of frag bounced back and nicked somebody's arm, and we were able to treat it.
Yeah, that is a weapons expert and a Senate candidate Lucas Kuntz there talking about the incident this week where a reporter was wounded during their Second Amendment demonstration at a farm somewhere north of Kansas City. It would probably be an understatement to say that Senator Josh Hawley's been having just a little bit of fun with that. And we've got Senator Hawley on the line with us right now. Senator, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I mean, I don't want to get you triggered here or anything, but
how many puns can we use?
Lucas Kuntz really stepped in it this week.
I said that I know that the guy needed a shot in the arm, but this is really taking it a little far, I think. I mean, look, can you imagine, have you ever heard of a Senate candidate so desperate for attention that he will shoot a reporter? I mean, it is unbelievable. But when you look at the fake range that they set up, he talks about, oh, I was at a range. He wasn't at a range. He was in some guy's backyard, and he sets this stuff up. And, Mark, he's shooting an AR at a steel target 10 yards away, and he's got reporters standing downrange. I mean, really, we joke because the reporter, thankfully, was not seriously hurt, but he could have been killed. I mean, that shrapnel could have absolutely embedded him in his neck. And listen, it was tannerite, which is an explosive, sitting on the tables, also downrange. I mean, it is unbelievable. This guy, I do not believe in gun control, but I'm starting to think that, maybe we ought to have a red flag law just for Lucas Kuntz. I mean, maybe the guy really should not be around firearms.
I mean, no doubt this is going to come up at the debate you have scheduled for next week. It's actually on Halloween. And gosh, I want to watch this, but I'm wondering, how come you guys picked Halloween of all nights?
And even funnier now, I mean, given the circumstances, that's actually, I didn't pick the date. That's actually the date that the TV station is going to do it. But, listen, I'm looking forward to it. I've debated him once already, which that went to, here's how well it went. After the debate, he sent out a press release complaining that I had showed up. So it was not a very good evening for him when we debated last. I'm looking forward to it. But listen, in all seriousness, this election is really, really simple. The question is, do you like the direction the country's going? I mean, do you want to double down on Kamala Harris? Because that's what Kuntz wants to do. He's in favor of every policy that she supports, from open borders to destroying American energy, giving us this runaway inflation, Medicare for illegals. So if you like that stuff, Kuntz is your guy. But I tell you, as I travel the state, people are desperate for a change.
Yeah, and oddly, in a general election year, he doesn't mention the leading candidate for his party.
Well, in fact, he won't even tell us who he's voting for. I mean, this is hilarious, Mark, when you think about it. Here's a guy in Kuntz who has called Trump a criminal, has called him an enemy of the people, has called for him to be locked up, but now won't say if he's going to vote for Kamala, and also has tried to mention Trump in some of his ads. Yeah. I mean, he wants to be a senator and represent the state of Missouri, but he can't even level with us about who he's voting for. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's pathetic. And you can be sure that that'll come up next week.
Yeah. Senator Josh Hawley, our guest, I wanted to play something that happened this week and get your reaction to it.
So yesterday we learned that Donald Trump's former chief of staff, John Kelly, a retired four-star general, confirmed that while Donald Trump was president, he said he wanted generals like Adolf Hitler had.
You know, Democrats have been accusing Republicans. I think they accused Paul Ryan, of all people, of this years ago. It's their go-to when they're losing an election. My bigger issue is she did that in front of the White House. Why isn't that a Hatch Act violation?
Well, and the other thing I would say about that is Donald Trump has been shot at twice now. There have been two assassination attempts on his life. And, of course, we all saw the one in which he was literally shot. A innocent American, a great American, was killed at that rally. And that the Democrats persist in this rhetoric that is clearly inflaming the wackos on their side who actually believe Trump is Hitler and want to go out and kill him. It is grossly, grossly irresponsible of Kamala Harris to do this. It tells you how desperate she is. She ought to immediately apologize to the nation. I mean, she apologized to Trump, of course, but to the nation for this kind of gross negligence. And all I can say is, as somebody said, whistleblowers from the Secret Service and others come forward to him, you know, I have seen the conditions here on the ground. President Trump, I believe, still not safe. I don't think that he's getting the protection he needs. And for her in this environment to go out and to encourage effectively further violence, which is what this rhetoric does, boy, it is wrong.
Yeah, well, Hillary Clinton's been doing the exact same thing. Also, you know, Senator, she has been discussing ending the filibuster. I mean, once again, an attempt to dominate or take over the United States Supreme Court, among other things.
Oh, this is somebody in Kamala Harris. You've got somebody who will destroy any institution that she can't control. And that's exactly what they want to do with the Supreme Court. And by the way, Lucas Coons here in Missouri, 100% for that. He also wants to abolish the filibuster and pack the court. So these are people who, oh, we don't like the Supreme Court. Let's just destroy it. Let's add 6 justices, 10 justices. Let's just make it our little plaything, destroy the independence of the judiciary. They'll do that with every institution that they cannot co-opt or coerce or control. And, Mark, it's dangerous. I mean, this kind of stuff, you know, we laugh about it and joke about it, but when you start calling Trump Hitler and encouraging violence, which is really what their rhetoric does, when you start talking about destroying our institutions and that our Constitution prescribes, like the Supreme Court, that is dangerous stuff. These people cannot be allowed to continue in power. This is why we've got to make a change here in 11 days.
Yeah. Senator, I would say that the Democratic Party that's been spending millions to try to defeat you must be feeling like they wasted a lot of money this week.
Well, you might say they shot themselves in the foot. But I tell you what, we're not taking anything for granted, though. We're all over the state. We've been on a bus tour going everywhere, Mark. We're going to continue to reach out to every single voter. And listen, we've got 11 days to go here. And once again, I think the question is, do you want to change the direction of this country? Or do we want to double down on the failed policies of Kamala and Coons? That is the key question. I think I know how Missourians are going to answer it. We've got 11 days to go.
Hey, and smart move. Props to you for getting Harrison Butker, because that was his first political endorsement, right?
Well, it was. And that's such an honor for me. I mean, Harrison Butker is such a man of integrity. Such a man of conviction. You could see it the way that the left attacked him for his conservative beliefs, his religious beliefs. He did not back down in the face of that. And to have his endorsement, we were able to campaign together all over the state. Boy, that's just awesome.
And I know your new campaign slogan for the next 9 days, Senator Josh Hawley, keeping reporters safe.
I've said I will provide protective gear, safety vests, protective eyewear for every reporter out there. Safety first, Mark. I mean, I don't want anybody else getting hurt. If you're going anywhere near Lucas Coons, for heaven's sake, wear a safety vest.
Be careful. All right. Senator Josh Hawley, thank you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks so much.
All right. I appreciate that. Great, great to get him on here this morning, and glad that we can have thank God nobody was killed, so we can joke about what happened. But it was a very serious issue. The Post-Dispatch covered it pretty fairly, actually, and even went and interviewed our friend Phil Balsamo, Carl, from the Range St. Louis
Hi,
West,
Phil.
The training manager, who said in this article in the Post, you know, we shouldn't, you should never shoot an AR-15 at a target less than 75 yards away if it's a metal target. And a clear violation of that on the farm there north of Kansas City. All right.
Get more at 971talk.com.